Only nature can cure a cold. But nature's staunchest ally is Wyckoff. At the very first sign of a cough or cold, take Wyckoff. Take it at home. Take it at work. Take Wyckoff wherever you are. Carry your bottle of Wyckoff around with you. It'll fit into your pocket or handbag. Take a sip regularly, straight from the bottle if you like. That exasperating tickle in your throat will disappear. The irritation and congestion will vanish. And surprisingly soon, so will the cold itself. Wyckoff is nature's fastest working ally in the cure of coughs and colds. Wyckoff tastes good, is good, does good. Ask for Wyckoff, get Wyckoff, and take Wyckoff. The remedy that is safe and effective for grown-ups and children alike. Wyckoff, nature's staunchest ally in the rapid cure of all coughs and colds.
We cross now for the Pressure Pack 1,000-Pound Show.
It's Pressure Pack time and the Pressure Pack Show. When people try to find out what you and I know, just imagine you're here in the studio. With Pressure Pack Jack and his own style, versatile, make you smile. Pressure Pack Show!
The Pressure Pack Company, a division of the Samuel Taylor Organization, makers of famous Mortine, present the Pressure Pack Show with Jack Davies.
Jack saying, welcome to the Pressure Pack Show, which brings you the facts about five Pressure Pack products: Mortine Pressure Pack Smooth X Instant Lather Shave Cream, Pressure Pack Gossamer Invisible Net for Milady's Hair, Aerozone Room Deodorizer, and Santa Snow. And now I want you to meet the panel: Jimmy Russell, Lala Fanning, Reg Goldsworthy, and Sue Hansen. And I hope I am, too. And I hope Peter Bergen is in our soundproof room and his animal.
They're looking for Lulla singing a lullaby. Animal, Lulla singing a lullaby.
And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a little lead. Are you ready? Walk-a-bye, baby. On the twee top. When the wind blows, the cradle will walk. When the wind walks, the cradle will fall. Down will come baby, cradle and all. I'll give you the whole answer. What are we looking for?
This is Lala as a babysitter.
You're close.
I'm walking.
Lulla's walking and rolling.
Walking a baby with a walk and roll tune.
No, that was a very straight song. What is that known as?
It's the Quaddles, the lullaby.
That's right.
Oh, Lulla
singing a lullaby.
That's it. Lulla singing a lullaby. Wasn't that easy? And that was quite a tip then. Do you ever sing lullabies?
Yes, I do.
You've got any
but
friends?
Not that one.
Not that one. No. Just listen to this. You know what that is? It's the hiss of death for flies and for mosquitoes and all insect pests as well. It's the sound that Mortine Pressure Pack makes when you spray it into a room. But the sound of Mortine doesn't matter, although I thought it was a sound idea to let you hear it. It's what Mortine does to flies that matters, and let me tell you that Mortine is the greatest killer of flies and insect pests ever known. You just press the button on top of your Mortine Pressure Pack and quickly, very quickly, every fly in the room is stone dead. 3 to 5 seconds spraying is quite sufficient for any average-sized room. Mortine penetrates to every part of that room. It kills every insect pest, even those hiding behind curtains and furnishings. That's why I can tell you positively that there's no substitute for Mortine. Mortine is the good spray. Be wise when you're on a good thing. Now, here's my guest for this evening. It's Miss McClure. Good evening.
How do you do, Mr. Davies?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm a little bit nervous, I'm afraid.
Well, now, you shouldn't be. You've played this game quite a deal. You've been one of our school, haven't you?
Yes, Mr. Kevin Healy's school. I've been coming for a few weeks now.
and you've been learning to play the game and going through your life on it and asking the right questions and everything.
Well, I hope I've been asking the right questions, Mr. Davy.
Well, there you are. Now, any of you people who'd like to be contestants on this show, listen to Miss McClure tonight, because she came along and she knew just a little about the game, but she joined the school that Kevin Healy runs particularly for this game in Pressure Pack. And you'd be surprised, if you're put on the right track, how quickly you can learn. Anyway, I hope you do well.
I hope so, too.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a clerk in a shoe factory, Mr.
Davy. A clerk in a shoe factory?
Yes.
You've been there quite a while.
I've been there a couple of years. We make women's fashion shoes. In fact, I'm wearing a pair tonight.
You are? Excuse me while I go down to the basement. I'll be back in a second. Oh, these are specially handmade shoes, are they?
No, they're not specially handmade. They're very comfortable.
They are?
Yes.
I don't know who made mine, but I can hardly lift them. Really solid. They're golf shoes, actually. There's £55.
Thank you, Mr.
Miss McClure, now you know the rules, don't you?
Yes, I know.
For every question that you ask me, I'll take back £5, but only after the panel have asked 10 questions and put you on the right track for the first subject. This is a £250 subject. All right. Peter Bergen's in our soundproof room, and he'll tell us what the pressure pack £55 subject is. It's mineral and vegetable.
The £55 subject is an eye patch. Mineral and vegetable, an eye patch.
Now, perhaps this could be animal and vegetable, but I'm thinking mineral and vegetable. But if you're getting to the right track, and I see that the mineral or the animal is sort of putting you off, I'll put you on the right track. I'll do the right thing. Thank you, panel.
Is it wearing apparel?
In a vague way.
In a vague way. Would it be worn by the male more than female?
Well, I suppose so, actually. Although, not necessarily.
If it were being worn, could you see it, sort of, on the outside?
Yes, you could. Look, I'm very wrong in saying this is wearing apparel, so don't get on the wrong track through that.
Would you be more likely to carry it on your person or in your pocket, perhaps?
Well, you could carry it in your pocket, but you see, you've asked a peculiar question. Jimmy's first question was an awkward one.
Well, is it something that's made up into a something of a cosmetic or something that is worn that way?
No, it's not a cosmetic.
Does it have any particular use?
Oh, yes.
Is it confined to any particular part of the person?
Well, yes, it is.
Is the mineral part metallic?
Not metallic.
And is it worn above the waist?
Yes.
Above the shoulders?
Yes.
Is it?
And there's your 10 questions. All right, Miss McClure, off you go.
Can I just go over what the panel has established for me?
You certainly can, and won't cost you a cent.
Thank you. This is something that's worn. It's not metallic. It's worn above the shoulders. We've established that much.
Yes.
All right, then I'll go on from there. If it's not metallic, is it a plastic of any kind?
Well, it could be. It could be plastic. Or it could be... Well, I won't need to tell you any more. You're on the right track, I think. That's £5 I've taken back.
Around the neck?
No, not around the neck. Now, when I say worn... Yes, I suppose that is correct. You could say, this is worn. That's £10 I've taken back.
All right, then, I only know that it's something that's worn. It's worn more by a man. We'd already established that.
Well, wait a minute. I could be wrong there. I only took that because I think it would be because... Well, I think everybody knows my reason for saying that. But it's not necessarily worn more by men than by women.
I see. Would it be anything to do with glasses, something around the eyes?
Nothing to do with the glasses. You only ask me one question at a time.
Oh, yes, only one question at a time. Well, it is something around the eyes, is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, we've established that it was mineral with some vegetable. Has it anything to do with a glass eye, that sort of thing?
Nothing to do with a glass eye.
Nothing to do with a glass eye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 25. You've got 30 yet. You only have to have 10 left to go for the £1,000 subject at the end, so
yes,
keep going.
Yes, I realise that, Mr. Davy. It's around the eye, then. Worn more by a man, perhaps, than a woman. It's not a glass eye. It's nothing to do with spectacles.
You have 1 minute.
I have 1 minute. Is it something that we wear like a monocle from the eye?
It's no, it's not.
Nothing in the nature of glasses at all.
Not a monocle, no.
Not a monocle. It wouldn't be an eyeglass, a lorgnette type of thing.
No, not a lorgnette.
Binoculars that you'd use.
Nor binoculars.
Not binoculars.
You better get it right.
A telescope.
Not a telescope, no.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I've gone. I've only got one question left.
Yes, you see, now you know where you made the mistake. You didn't even find out. You asked me, was it plastic?
Yes, that's right.
And now you've been asking about glass and about binoculars and things like that, etc. So I'll take £5 back and tell you what it is. It was an eye patch.
An eye patch, I guess.
An eye patch. It could have been cloth, therefore it would have been animal, made out of silk, probably.
Yes.
But I think they're mostly plastic and probably pink plastic or celluloid or something like that, so it would have been a mineral.
That's right.
That's what I said. If you got on the wrong track, I will put you on the right one. But you see, now you... You could have done better.
I think I could have too.
Well, that means now that you sit down and relax for a little while because you've got £5 left, and instead of going for the pressure pack £1,000 subject, you'll be going for the £250 subject.
Yes.
It was a good try and a hard subject, so give her a hand. Now, Josie, you'll have to use a loud voice because you're not a very tall man. What's your name?
Alan Stewart.
Alan Stewart. And they tell me that you have trouble with your appendix.
Yes, that's right.
Do you know actually what the trouble is? Is it just organic, chronic, or... or is it just hurt every now and again?
Oh, it gets sore when I run.
Gets sore when you...
Far.
When you run too far?
Or fast.
Fast. Hi, Joes, I must have appendix trouble. 3 steps and I ache all over. Anyway, I'm glad you could come along tonight because I want you to do me a little favor. I want you to take this home to your mother and father. This is pressure pack. Can you read it?
Aerozone.
That's the boy. Aerozone. How old are you?
8.
Nearly 9. Very That's good indeed, yes. What's it say there?
Room deodorizer.
That's a big word for a little fellow. My word it is. Room deodorizer and air freshener. Well, that's it. You know, it's the most wonderful thing, this. In fact, you've been so good, I'm going to let you inhale a little of this. Oh, you want to have a try, do you? Isn't that good? Hey, that's really something, yes. Well, he did it himself, and he squirted it well. Now, you sniff up. That's pretty, isn't it? Yes, it's fresh. It's like pine trees. And that's what we want to do to the inside of every home in Australia. If they'll only listen to me, we'll be able to do that. Oh, don't kick that. That's the only one we've got. I thought your appendix had dropped out for a minute. Now, just a few seconds praying with this, and anybody's home is pleasant to go into. If you've been out and the house has been shut up all day, you know, the windows down and things, and this hot weather or muggy weather, it smells musty. Anybody's house does. I don't care if it's brand new. In fact, sometimes the brand new ones and the most expensive ones smell a little more than the others. It's just the way that houses are. So therefore, anybody that uses this, just a few seconds spraying and the whole house is fresh, that smoky smell after somebody's been playing cards late at night or cooking smells, they all disappear. So you take that. And not only that, it kills airborne bacteria as well. It's a very handy thing to have. You take that home to your mum and dad, will you?
Thank you.
That's all right. Now, as soon as you have your appendix attended to, I know you're going to take up some sport, and I can't think of a better sport than cricket. And there is the most magnificent cricket ball and bat. Now, that is a championship bat. And so there it is, a full-size bat and a magnificent test ball.
Thank you very much, Mr. Davey.
Thank you. You got a spare hand there? That's it. Off he goes, and a happy boy, too. Well, let's cross to Peter Bergen in our soundproof room for another subject. This time, it's animal.
This time, they're looking for a colorblind bull. Animal, a colorblind bull.
Well, this would be the maddest. I think I got up out of bed last night and wrote this one down, too. This would be the maddest thing, and yet it wouldn't be mad, because it couldn't get mad. That's it. Very clever. Off we go, Jimmy.
This isn't human, is it?
No.
Is it four-legged?
Yes.
Is it domestic?
Domestic.
Well, I mean, an animal that you find around the house.
No, you find them around the house, but not...
Not inside.
Not in there. You wouldn't call it domestic.
A farmyard.
Farmyard animal, yes.
Is it related to a cow?
Well, only by marriage.
Well, then...
Is it
a bull, then?
It's a bull,
is it Ferdinand? Is it Ferdinand?
No, it's not Ferdinand.
What sort of bull?
He's got no name, but it's a certain sort of bull. It's a bull with trouble.
Oh.
Well, not, if this bull were emphatic and an atom bomb was dropped by this bull and the bull swallowed the atom bomb, what word would describe that?
A bomb and a bull.
Abominable. But it's not abominable. It's a bull that's got a little trouble, but it's happier than most bulls. It's happier than most bulls because it doesn't get upset.
Oh.
It moves around the place very...
Yes.
Bulls moo. Now, they low, don't they? Well, they give a low moo.
It's a bull.
It's an unbullied bull.
Would it be
Is it a bull without a red rag?
A bull... No, but you're getting a little...
A bull who can't see red?
Yeah. A colorblind bull.
A colorblind.
Well, if you hadn't got that, I was going to give you the No Bull Prize. Oh, there it is. All right, now, settle down, everybody. Just relax. Well, I've got... Miss McClure back with me again now. Miss McClure, you're going for the pressure pack 250-pound subject.
Yes, Mr. Daly.
Well, just before you do, a couple of things for you to take home. That's Mortein pressure pack aerosol insecticide. And this you're going to love. This is pressure pack gossamer. I'll hold it up so that all the ladies in the audience can see it. They've heard me talk about it often enough, and I know a lot of them must use it because more and more are using it every day. And if they're wise, then they won't leave it until after tomorrow before they start to use it, because it's just about the best possible product you could buy. If you're a lady, it's just something that you can't be without because it's so simple. Just about that far from your hair, all you have to do. And you just comb your hair the way you want it. Now, you've got very pretty hair, and yet out in the wind, playing tennis or golf or something like that, it would blow all over the place. But
yes,
not with gossamer, because you could just comb it like that in the morning, and then a simple little spraying, and it would stay in place all day. And it doesn't get that lacquer look. It remains so perfectly natural, so soft. Silky soft, actually. You won't have any straggly ends, no wandering wisps. In fact, you'll have hair that really is lookable at all the time. It'll give you alluring, perfumed hair that keeps perfectly groomed all the time, all day, all night. You can buy it at your favorite cosmetic counter for 12 and 6 or 21 shillings for this very large salon size, which contains actually twice as much as the smaller size.
Thank you very much, Mr.
All right, I think we'll take them from you.
Yes, sir.
Because you seem to think a little bit, everybody does, with their hands empty. Now, we've got the pressure pack 250-pound check. I'll just pop that in my pocket. And my welcome timer. When it gets past the red part, it means you're 2.5 minutes are up, and you can call in the panel if you wish. And the subject coming up, let's cross to Peter for it. The pressure pack 250-pound subject is mineral.
The pressure pack 250-pound subject is the barbs in a barbed wire fence. Mineral, the barbs in a barbed wire fence.
Well, there it is.
Is the mineral solid?
Yes, it's solid.
Is it metallic?
Metallic.
Is it made up into an article used in the home?
Not in the home.
In the home. In the office?
No.
In a factory, perhaps?
Not a factory.
Connected with transport?
Not transport.
Communications?
No communications.
Right outside the home?
Yes.
Would I find it in the city?
No.
Is it found in any particular country?
Well, I think every country.
Every country. I'd find them in Australia. I'd find one in the country in Australia somewhere.
Yes, yes.
Any particular part in the country, would that help me to look for that?
Wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter. Now, the size of the object I'm looking for, is it larger, say, than a handbag?
Well, actually, the object you're looking for, which is part of something else...
I see.
...is a good deal smaller than a handbag.
A good deal smaller. Now, the whole object that I'm looking... The whole object that this is part of, though, that would be as large as a person, perhaps?
Oh, well, it's hard to tell. At one time, it's probably as large as a small person, but then it takes on such a totally different aspect.
I see. I'm looking for something rather small, then. Could I hold this in my hand?
Well, you could hold... were this thing detachable that you're looking for, the actual part of this thing, yes, you could hold that easily.
I see. Is it used more by a man than a woman?
I don't think women use this at all.
Don't use it at all. I will establish... It'll help me to establish what sort of man would use it.
Oh, yes.
Used by a manual worker?
Well, a manual worker used it. Yes. But probably not for himself. He was probably working for somebody.
I see. Would it be used by an engineering type of...
No.
Nothing to do with engineering. I've established nothing to do with transport or communication.
No.
In the country, would it be used on a farm, perhaps?
Yes.
On a farm. Is it an implement used around the farm or part of an implement used?
No.
No. Is it anything to do with milking? Would it be connected with a dairy farm rather than another sort of farm?
No. It could be connected with almost any farm.
Almost any
but,
farm.
But nothing to do with milking.
Nothing to do with milking. Nothing to do with hoeing or in the garden or anything of that kind whatsoever. Would I find it on the farm itself something to do with a plough, something like that?
No.
Nothing to do with that. But it's out on the farm. It's not around the home.
No, it's not around the
home. Not around the home. It's on the farm. It's a small object that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Is it connected with anything to do with water?
No.
Is it nothing to do with water? The actual... Would I find it on the ground?
Well, not actually on the ground.
It'd be kept in a shed, perhaps.
No, not in a shed,
it wouldn't be kept in a shed.
And then you'd find it, well, on the ground to a certain extent, and yet not on the ground.
About the level of my waist, say.
Approximately, yes.
Approximately that level.
Yes. There's your 2.5 minutes. But I must say that there's no doubt about it, the schooling you've had has made you excellent. You asked the most intelligent questions, and you kept them going all the time, which was ideal. Now, this isn't an easy subject by any means. It isn't. But you're doing so well, I hesitate to ask you to call the panel in. Don't you think she should try on her own?
Yes,
she's getting pretty close. But look, you think it out.
Yes, Mr. Davis.
You think it out while I just have a word with everybody, and then you make up your mind. But remember, if you feel like calling the panel in, it will cut your prize right down in size, but it's something. You won't get anything if you don't get it yourself, but you're so close it might be worth the try. Smooth X Instant Lather Shave Cream is the greatest shaving development of modern times. Smooth X isn't just a brushless shaving cream. It's a combination of 3 beard softeners, plus lanolin that foams through the nozzle of the automatic container. 3 beard softeners and lanolin. That's what you get. And it's mixed together in a smooth, creamy lather. Immediately you press that magic button. You merely wet your face and smooth on Smooth X with your fingertips. Don't rub it in. Simply smooth it on, then start shaving. Smooth X doesn't dry on the face. You won't have to re-lather in the middle of your shave. And another point, Smooth X contains its own built-in aftershave lotion. After shaving with Smooth X, your skin is smooth, clean, and supple. Get Smooth X, the truly modern shave cream. Miss McClure, what have you decided?
I don't think I know enough about farms, Mr. Davey. I'll have to call in the panel.
You will?
Yes.
All right, then, let's have the panel. Off you go, Jimmy.
Is it to do with the fence?
The what?
Yes.
Barbed wire fence? Barb on the barbed wire?
That's it. There it is. Jimmy said the barb in a barbed wire fence. It's the barbs in a barbed wire fence, but... Any particular barb, anyway, we wouldn't argue about that.
No, I wouldn't have got it on my own, Mr. Davey. I'm very glad.
Well, once you said hip height, I thought you were right on the track then.
I couldn't think.
You couldn't?
It just seemed to close up entirely when I was trying to think while you were reading the commercial, and I didn't get a clue.
Well, there you are. You're an excellent contestant. You were excellent. You were so good because you didn't stop. You went on asking questions, and that's what we teach people in our school. Kevin Healy goes to a lot of trouble to teach them to do just that, because the more questions you ask, the more good you must do. You hear people on the show, they dry up and stop asking questions or go over old ground. They get nowhere. You went for your life. Pretty hard one, but of course these subjects, the big ones, come out of a... We have a collection of them, and they're just picked out. It so happened that it happened to be you, a lady, got one about a farm. But then, of course, you could have been a farmer's daughter and known more about this than probably some gentleman I had on who was a clerk in an office and wouldn't have known a thing about it.
Yes, Mr. Davy.
Still, you'd have got there just the same if you'd have tried, hon.
Oh, I don't think I would have.
Well, you've got £50, which is not bad.
Very nice.
All right, a big hand because she was a really good farmer. And now comes the big moment when we test the panel to the full. This is when I just end the show with a little mystery subject, and I go through a little mime, a little few actions here to give them this. And it's always so simple. Never have they got one yet. But then, can I help it if they're dumb? And so here it is. I won't tell you whether it's animal, vegetable, or mineral, but this is it. All right.
Has that tongue bit got anything to do with it?
That what bit?
The tongue bit.
No, I just got a sore lip through sunburn, that's all.
It isn't an exhausted glowworm, is it?
You see the light. No.
Is it a puff of steam coming out of a kettle?
Oh, no.
Do you want to do it again, Jack?
Yes, it's very soon. Now concentrate. Just watch this. I am not going for the Macquarie Award.
I can see that.
I know what it is. It's a mud bath.
Mud bath? No, it's in Rotorua, you mean.
Yes, hot spring.
Mud spring thing.
Yes.
Oh, look, you're so far away and it's so simple.
It's nothing to do with the volcano, the mud in the
volcano.
I'll
do it once again. Madam, would you be serious? Right. This is not easy. This is not easy to do. I've been practicing all the afternoon.
Oh, you're a goldfish blowing out bubbles.
By Jove, that's as close as we'll get. Well, I think our time's gone. Here's the bill. It was simple. What you were looking for was a man making air bubbles for spirit levels. Well, it's just that silly little bit of fun we have at the end. One of these times they'll get one, and if they do, they'll get the Macquarie Academy Award. And not only that, they'll deserve it. Well, on behalf of the Pressure Pack Company, it's time for us to say goodnight. This is Jack Davy, on behalf as well of Jimmy Russell, Lalla Fanning, Reg Goldsworthy, and Sue Hansen, saying goodnight, and thanks for listening.
Just before we leave you with cheerio, we'll remind you to listen at the time that you know. To Pressure Pack Jack and his own style, versatile, make you smile. Pressure Pack.